the sermon from the archives of the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Algona, Iowa. Our legacy project reminds you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.
Our gospel reading this morning is from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 29 through 42. And in this passage, we can hear our call to service. In today's world, people are looking for someone to give them security in an insecure world. Our job is to point them to Christ and His peace and His love, and to show them that He is the one they should seek. Hear now our gospel reading. And John is being referred to as he speaks. The next day, he saw Jesus coming toward him, and he declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This is He of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And, John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." This ends the reading of our Holy Scripture. May God bless the reading, the hearing, and the living of this His holy word. Amen. Well, as we heard with our time with the Young at Heart, our faith hero from last week is back again. John the Baptizer, the prophet out in the desert, eating his locusts and honey, wearing his camel hair robes. He makes a return engagement in our lesson today from the Gospel of John. Now, this gospel is written by the Apostle John, not the Baptizer John. And in verse 29 of today's lesson, John the Baptist points to Jesus, and he tells his disciples, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Just as we talked about last week, John's call was to proclaim and to point out, to teach and to share about Jesus with others. Now, thinking back to last week, maybe we can agree that without John, without those people who point to Jesus as the way to faith and life everlasting, without the first disciples, you and I probably wouldn't be sitting here in this beautiful sanctuary in your church today, gathered together in worship. Without the proclaimers, we most likely would not know the blessing of what faith really is. We would probably not know what it is to actually be a member of the family of God. We would probably not know about our ultimate destination in the arms of a loving God. And we would not have the hope that our faith gives us for the world to come. John, his disciples, and many other followers found something. They discovered something very important to them, and they were willing to tell others about it. They told the people around them. They traveled so that they could tell people they had never met before about the power and the peace that's found in the man Jesus. So once more, we gather in the desert with John to hear about Jesus and to begin our faith journey as he begins his ministry. This week, as I looked over the lesson, the thought occurred to me that today's message was a little like a shopping trip that my wife Diane and I took to look for Christmas gifts for the grandchildren. We have 6 grandchildren. And now, Diane's the true shopper. She's really a pretty good, she's a pro at it. And I usually back off and I don't get too involved in shopping. But when it comes to Christmas gifts and the grandchildren, well, Papa's got to get in on the action. I have to go and see the newest, the latest, the greatest toys and games and dolls and action heroes for this year. I have to test them out, you know. I might have to get one for myself. Anyway, we walked into the store, and I just asked her what we were really looking for. If the kids or their parents had given us any suggestions as to what they wanted, or just what they had to have this year. Anything they couldn't live without. And I'll have to admit, I was a little puzzled with her response. They wanted Legos. Yeah, Legos. Blocks that you fit together, and you can make amazing creations. Just like this creation I put together here. Actually, the kids do a lot better job than what I do. But with these building blocks, they can use their imagination to create tall structures, amazing castles, lavish houses, or any number of great creations. And I have to admit, I was kind of surprised, because Legos were popular when my kids were young. I remember helping Matt and Steph build with Legos. Really? That's what the kids are asking for again? So as I skipped joyfully to the toy section, I soon discovered that Legos had made quite a change since we were back in my children's world. There were people, and there were wheels, and there were everything you needed to make cars and airplanes with. There were parts where you could make fantastic transformers and amazing robots. Even for the girls, who aren't always in the cars and planes and transformers like the boys, they had special collections of blocks to make like a pet store or a beauty shop. By pressing these blocks together in the kits, you could build just about anything you want. So part of our gift giving to each child was a Lego creation that they could put together and create and play with. And to my surprise, actually, after all the dolls and the trucks and the warriors, the new sweaters and the sweatsuits, all the Under Armour garb that they wanted, after all that had been opened and oohed and awed, the first thing that all six of the grandchildren went to was the Legos. They all started work. Some worked together to put together their Legos. Okay, so what has Legos got to do with our scripture lesson today? Well, as I thought about last week's lesson and began to look at today's lesson, I can see where God, in His great wisdom and glory, was using the scriptures like a building block. Just like Legos are used to build things, the scriptures were building a message of faith for you and I. As we move from Old Testament world to the New Testament world, we can see a world being built in which Jesus would come and share His love, and ultimately would live and die that each one of us might have eternal life. Last week, we discussed John as the preparer, the one who made the way for Jesus, and Jesus to show that He came to ordinary folks just like you and I, told John to baptize him, even though John knew perfectly well it should be Jesus who did the baptizing. Last week, we began putting those first blocks together. As we meditated on John's baptism of Jesus, we discovered that you and I are to be the worshipers today who point to Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Last week, we took a step beyond the manger, beyond the base of our building. We began to prepare the world for Jesus. As the heavens were opened and the Spirit of God descended upon Jesus like a dove, God announced to all in the desert, and to you and I right here in the First Congregational Church, to all the faithful throughout all the ages, that Jesus was His beloved Son. And He was truly pleased with Him. In today's scripture, John points to Jesus and calls him the Lamb of God. And by doing this, he is placing the next block in our Christian life. By pointing to Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, the long-awaited Messiah, John was introducing Jesus to the world so that the world could know him and the world could follow him. And just as John was pointing the way for people back then, today, you and I are still looking for someone to offer security, to offer help, to offer Jesus to a very insecure world. Our job as Christians, as followers of this man Jesus, is to point to him and show with our words, and even more importantly, with our actions. John the Baptist, he had his own following. He had his own disciples. Even though he was a well-known preacher and attracted large crowds, he was content for Jesus to take the higher places. The building block that John offered in this block is the block of humility. And humility is the basis for greatness in preaching and teaching, or any other work that we do for Christ. When we live content to do what God wants us to do, and we let Jesus be honored for it, God will do great things for each one of us. And after John points to Jesus, declaring him as the Lamb of God, there's another block that's being placed in our hearts. This week, we add the block of faith to our Christian building. Faith. It's believing in something without actually having to see it for yourself. Christian faith, it's not based on pure evidence. But my friends, Christian faith is supported by evidence. Faith's not about turning the brain off and merely relying on the heart, or choosing to forget reason in favor of emotion. Christian faith is about seeking and knowing Jesus as he journeyed through this world, as he taught and he healed, as he comforted and shared God's love. My friends, faith is not blind, but it's based on the evidence, the words and the stories that you and I read, like today's scripture lesson. And that's the message that we want to share today. Faith, in order to grow, has to be shared. In order for our faith and the faithful people of the world to grow, we have to hear about Jesus, about his life, and we have to share that story with others. In order for faith to get stronger and to take hold in our lives, we have to be introduced to God's love and care, and we have to take that out to others. And in verse 37, the face of faith took even more shape for me. As we read, then John's two disciples turned and followed Jesus. There wasn't any great thinking about it, no great contemplation, no planning or taking care of loose ends. Those two disciples turned and they followed Jesus. They left the familiar surroundings of home and family because they believed in this man, Jesus. My friends, that is what faith is all about. And like the disciples in our lesson, you and I have to be eager to go out and share the message of faith in order for our faith to grow. And we don't even have to leave our comfortable homes and communities, because our faith can grow and strengthen with what we do with our lives right here. Our jobs as individuals and as a church is to show others with our lives the power and the glory of God's love. The more time we spend sharing that love, the more time we get to know about Jesus and his way, the more we can understand and appreciate just who he is. I have a feeling that the message for you and I today is that words of faith can come pretty easy, but a true appreciation for Jesus as Christ only comes with our living that faith. My friends of the First Congregational United Church of Christ of Algona, as you put one Lego on top of another and keep adding to what you are building, it grows, and it turns into something not only useful, but something you can be proud of. An accomplishment that you can share with the world. Being a Christian works the same way. By sharing God's message with others, by pointing others to the joy and the peace and the love that Jesus offers us, by learning and studying God's Word, by growing in faith, and then sharing that faith, we are building a home full of hope with God. If you share for the joy of sharing, if you share just because you want to, if you share Christ with others, He will become even more real to you. My friends, I believe it's true. The more you share your faith and your love, the more faith and the more love you have. Our smallest signs of faith and love, that kind smile, that helping hand, that cup of coffee, that turning the other cheek, that gift that is freely given out of love and care, it can grow and it can spread the love of Christ into the hearts and lives of many people. So this week, let us carry the message that Jesus is alive, that Jesus lived and died and rose again, that each one of us can have eternal life. Let's share that message and build our faith in amazing ways. Amen.
This broadcast is part of the Legacy Project of the First Congregational United Church of Christ of Algona, Iowa, where we continue to remind you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.